Call.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
sir. Well, you've had a rather interesting day, huh?
Certainly have. It's been
a week. Yeah. Anything of interest to it? Henry had a call from a friend of his who works with Rockefeller, who had talked to somebody in Brennan's office, Secretary Brennan, as a matter of fact, and pointed out that there was a great deal of sort of latent support here. The question was whether Brennan's people might seize upon this at the moment to march up Wall Street again. I don't know.
Well,
think you might give him a call, see if there's anything there.
The question
is whether he can mobilize. Or you might talk to him and see what he thinks. And also the tear down to the Afghan side. Wouldn't let him do it.
We wouldn't let him through.
Yeah.
They made a try.
Yeah, good. Well, don't let him get arrested. Teddy seems to have moved into the scene again. No, he moves out on this. He's, I think, choosing the wrong side at the wrong time. Gotta stick with him. And, get the Congress and the senators to speak up, too. Oh, they don't want to run that, but that's all right. Just keep trying. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. job. Well, they ought to know who's doing it. Good. Good. Also, that the right to demonstrate the peace abroad does not give the right to break the peace at home. That's being picked up now. Good. Henry said that from where he was in California that he thought there was a president in certain circles out there that there was just a strong reaction against the demonstrators for what we're doing. It was very, very strong. Okay, well, just keep it up. See if Brennan will. Brennan, if he may not want to do it, it's fine. But if he does, it's okay too. Oh. Well, maybe for that reason, he might not do it. Well, that's a little push button. Okay, fine.